Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Fire early Monday morning closes Shell Station and Legends Lounge. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A commercial building south of Gillette is closed following an early morning fire. According to the Campbell County Fire Department, crews were called around 2:56 a.m. on Tuesday morning to the Shell gas station and Legends Lounge on Highway 59. Gillette police were the first on scene after a 911 call from an employee who had already evacuated, reporting the building was filling with smoke. When firefighters arrived, they found smoke coming from the structure, made entry, and were able to quickly locate and suppress the fire. Officials say the fire is believed to have started in the kitchen, though no additional details have been released. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The building will remain closed for now, and access to the property is restricted. Ground broken on Wyoming State Shooting Complex near Cody. State leaders gathered in Park County over the weekend to officially break ground on the Wyoming State Shooting Complex, a project being touted as a future world-class destination for shooting sports. According to Cowboy State Daily, Governor Mark Gordon and U.S. Senator John Barrasso marked the occasion by firing ceremonial shots from a World War II-era M1 Garand rifle at the 2,000-acre site south of Cody. The rifle choice symbolizes a major announcement, a $10 million challenge grant from the Civilian Marksmanship Program. The grant will match private and industry donations dollar for dollar, helping fund the roughly $15 million facility, which is expected to open in 2027. Lawmakers say Park County was selected for the project because of its standout location and potential. The complex will include long-range shooting opportunities of more than a mile, action shooting bays, archery courses, and a large event center. Barrasso says the facility could draw visitors from across the country and beyond. He said people are going to come here from all around the world to compete and participate. Governor Gordon added the project will boost Wyoming's economy and highlight the state's strong connection to the Second Amendment. Construction is now underway with officials calling the project a major step forward in making Wyoming a national hub for shooting sports. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.